We were hanging out on the porch. There are no ferns, listeners. Listeners need to know. There's a whole thing about Big Fatty's ferns on his show.
Okay.
The ferns are dead. Didn't you hear me being like, where the hell are the ferns?
Oh, that's right. And they died somehow.
Yeah, they got bugs. Or no. Did they get bugs or did he leave them out? He left them out in the cold because they had bugs. He didn't want to bring them inside and they died of a frost.
Oh.
I think that was the story.
Something like that. So there's no ferns. No.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He left them out in the cold because they had bugs.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4006 of the BFO for Tuesday the 13th of June 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. We've got a message from Patty Bacon and maybe some voice letters. Big Fatty. Hello, returners. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're returners because y'all the ferns that Mr. Cackle mentioned at the beginning of the show. Y'all, they've returned. They've returned to the porch. I repotted some of the ones that that froze and that had come back out. And, you know, there's still some dead spots and all. But for the most part, I've repotted them in the fancy pots. And, you know, they don't look great. But I know I did this once before. And it takes about a year for them to really get their shit together. Well, maybe get their fertilizer together. Yes, Big Fatty, get your shit together.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I got to see y'all today, the 13th of June, y'all, we have 1.5 special celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, I met this person many times at the Pride 48. Those wages, y'all, she would always put together our Thursday night supper at the supper club that I can never remember the name of it. But y'all, it was kind of like a diner, and y'all, there'd be 25 of us sitting in there together. And y'all, good food, lots of it. And yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, she was always there to be helpful, and y'all just kind of take charge. Y'all, she done a couple of little shows. She did that Ink Blind and Confused. Big Fatty, was she inked? No. Was she blind? No. So she must be confused. Yes. And then she did that Someone I Like Died show, the Last Ovation. Yeah, Big Fatty, were the ferns featured on that? No. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Melissa the Confused. Big Fatty, we love Melissa the Confused. We do. And y'all, then I said it was a half birthday because y'all, today is the half birthday. The 6 month birthday of the one and only everyone's favorite root vegetable. Y'all, it's the turnip head. Big Fatty, we love the turnip head. Will he be having prime rib for his supper? Probably. Y'all, the turnip head, because, you know, he's up there in the northern Mexico. He likes to celebrate his celebration of exiting the birth canal when it's warm instead of when it's when his willy is chilly. Be very vulgar. Anyway, he does that 6 months later in June. So there you have it. Yes, Big Fat, kind of like Archer, double dipping. Well, that's, you're not wrong there. So y'all, if you see Melissa the Confused or the Turnabed, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, or a half celebration, and I hope they get a big old piece of cake.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
Well, I chose that because, you know, Sunday night was the Tony Awards. Yes, Big Fatty, my permanent did not win, love the, everybody said, oh, love your hair, hope it wins, but it didn't. Let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all recorded the LFC with old Vader, and, y'all, we had a call from Mrs. La 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 Lauren. And she just went on and on, and we loved it, because as she says, we need the content. Yes, Big Fatty, she could call him. We need it, too. And then after that, y'all, I was going to watch the 60 Minutes, but it was a repeat, y'all. And the Garf went over, and y'all, I have to say, I don't watch the Garf. Y'all, it was a very, very exciting finish. It was the North American Open tournament. Y'all, they had one of those Dudley Do-Right guys holding the Northern Mexican flag. And y'all, it was very, very exciting there at the end. One moment, please. Y'all, that's my good hot tea. The South African Rubios. Yes, Big Fatty, you said it wrong. Hendrik will remind you. It's true. Y'all, then the Tony Home Permanent Awards were on. And y'all, there's a writer's strike. And so they had no papad remarks. And y'all, it was interesting to see how they put the show on without, scripted banter and things like that. Y'all, I think it went very well. They had more time for actual performances and special things like that. Yes, Big Fatty, I didn't see a special chair, though, no. It was good. I enjoyed it. And y'all, I had never heard of this play. I mean, I take that back. I had heard of it, but I hadn't heard much about this play musical that won. And the play also, they were both very, very interesting to see the clips of them and everything. And I'm sure that Alex Lefevre, y'all, by the way, when I mentioned that Alex Lefevre and Steve the Tater and the Robs, y'all, how dare I not mention Moose P and Kyle, because, you know, they go to the theater just as much, Big Fatty, probably more. And there are others, I'm sure, that are a theater whores. Big Fatty, you got that right. I thought it was a great show. I can't say that I missed the quote unquote witty banter. Watch that, y'all. Had to stay up to 11 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I was ready for sleep. When my head hit the alarm chain. Well, y'all, by the way, Thursday, before we left to go to the I took my sheets off the bed, and so Sunday night I had clean sheet night, big, fatty, and now they're soiled. And anyway, slept like a baby. Woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning, and had my morning routine, had my breakfast, my coffee, did my puzzles, then I was off. I was off on the morning nip a walk, joined by the nip. Y'all, we did Fat Acres and the Big Circle, although, y'all, Big Fatty Archer just closed his 3 activity rings. He did. And Big Fatty, I think he does it this time every day, just so you'll mention it, probably so. Whore. Y'all, when I got up, y'all, it rained, right when I finished recording, y'all, it started raining, and we had heavy rain, so everything got nice and watered, except the ferns, of course. I water them because they hang up on the porch so they don't get the rainwater. I water them every day to help them come back. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, when I got outside, on Monday morning, y'all, I was overcome by the humidity. Y'all, it was suffocating. Just suffocating, I tell you. But anyway, finished the nipple walk, came back, watched The Price is Right, and y'all, I tried to do the big 5-grid Sunday Sudoku, but y'all fucked it up somehow. But I was getting, I was coming along really well, and then it was fucked up. But anyway, after that, y'all, I got me a sure. And then I laid down for just the shortest period of time for a little nip-a-nap. And Big Fatty, y'all, my muscly gentleman caller, he's on his way to Denver. Big Fatty, is he going to see Holly and Casey and all the other folks out there? You've forgotten who they all are, aren't you? Yeah, yes, Big Fatty, R.C. Martinez and Jay and not Lord Byron, it's Father Mulcahy. No, it's not Father. Not Father Mulcahy, Brian in Denver, it'll come to me, and you know who you are, and I know who you are too. It's just it's left my mind, Big Fatty. It didn't leave much, anyway, it's Brother Sinatus. That's the one, and so I don't know if he's going to see them or not, Big Fatty. I bet if they so y'all, he's texting me and saying, oh, Big Fatty, I wish I had time to come by before I go to Denver. And I said, enjoy the high altitude, Big Fatty. And now I'm sitting here recording the little show. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square,
but Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair!
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, you know I've been worried sick about that. Patty Bacon, and y'all, I guess, let's see, on the 8th, when was that? That was, that would have been on, Saturday, no, Friday, y'all, I received, while I was over at the Metropolis and River Complex, a correspondence from Patty Bacon, and, The title is a reference to show 3946. Big Fatty, she's behind, yes. And it says, Ole Big, you know, that's hello backwards. It's me, Patty Bagel.
Hi.
from Needrabah, North Dakota. Ole! You know, Aberdeen is backwards for Needrabah. Big Mother Bagel has been at it again, converting religions to impress a man. This time around, it's Uncle, quote marks, Uncle Saul. Like the dearest daughter, Christina Crawford, I was always told to call Mother Bagel's gentleman callers uncle. Do you make young Nicholas call your gentleman callers Uncle Big? No, I don't. Anywho, to impress Uncle Saul, in addition to changing our surname, Mother Bagel has taken to stopping all activities at sundown on Friday. She cut a hole in all of her sheets for some reason, and she uses a lot of funny words, but I don't think they're right. She tried to call cream cheese a smear. Big, that's a test from the lady doctor, not cream cheese. I couldn't believe it. It's just not right. On the other big news, the other big news on my end, downtown Needrabah will be called Needrabah Rumbus. The people have spoken. Well, not really. The man who makes the signs for the city has spoken. The Needrabah trapezoid had too many letters to fit on the stock of street signs. Shortening it to Needrabah Trap doesn't work either, as we're trying to increase tourism, and the word trap, Big, I've got to get back to my latest hobby, mastering the Duncan Yo-Yo. I'm working on walk the dog. Oh, be heavens to Hetsy. That reminds me. Ole, Poodle, it's me, Patty Bagel. Ole, Patty Bagel. Anyway, Toodles, Patty. Well, first of all, Patty, thank you so much for the correspondence. Always lovely to hear from you, and it just makes me happy when I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about you nearly as much. Please stay in touch a little more often. And it sounds to the only thing I didn't understand is why your mother cut a hole in a sheet. Big Fatty, I can understand it if you had done it, but or Durwood, you know, Durwood likes those holes in a sheet or walls or whatever, but I don't know why Mother Bagel would Patty, let me know how the what are the potato pancakes called? Not fritters, they're called potato pancakes. What are those called? They're called it'll come to me. Mrs. Lauren could tell me. She's probably screaming it right now. Anyway, it's latkes. Latkes. Big Fatty, that was a swimmer. Anyway. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, anyway, potato pancakes with sour cream. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all will be heading over to have supper with Olive and the girls. And so we'll give you a full report on that. And we'll just, y'all, I just looked at the coupons, early digital coupons. Not so many this week. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Blom Guides. And Big Fatty, if they were to come visit, like in the wintertime, what do you think would happen to them?
He left them out in the cold because they had bugs.
Oh, yes, we know. We know Wine Rag's got bugs. It's got the stink bug.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.